From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna are expected to resume Sunday after a hectic day of closed-door meetings Saturday. With negotiations over a deal entering a third week, discussions continued until around midnight, according to the U.S. State Department. Secretary of State John Kerry hashed out details of a potential deal with EU Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. After the talks concluded for the night, some insiders were telling reporters a deal could be announced as early as Sunday. The P5 plus one, the United States, France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China, has extended talks multiple times in an attempt to break a deadlock on what would be a historic deal on Tehran's nuclear program. Serbia is protesting an attack Saturday on its prime minister at a ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, calling it an assassination attempt and demanding a formal apology from Bosnia-Herzegovina. The attack came moments after Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić entered a cemetery near the enclave to lay flowers commemorating the slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys by Bosnian Serbs towards the end of the Balkans War. Mr. Vučić, once a Serbian ultranationalist who supported Bosnian Serbs in the conflict, attended the ceremony in an apparent gesture of reconciliation. Both he and his entourage were bombarded with stones, shoes, and other objects. The prime minister escaped the scene with broken eyeglasses and minor facial injuries. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers resumed talks on a bailout for debt-ridden Greece Sunday after 8 hours of discussions failed to produce a breakthrough. Sources say the finance ministers used Saturday's meeting in Brussels to formulate demands for additional Greek budget and political reforms before they opened negotiations on any new loans. Afterwards, Eurogroup chief Jeroen Dijsselbloem said that progress is being made, but the talks must continue.
We've had an in-depth discussion of the Greek proposals. The issue of credibility and trust was discussed. And also, of course, the financial issues involved. But we haven't concluded our discussion, so we will continue at 11. It is still very difficult, but work is still in progress. That's all I can say. Thanks.
The ministerial-level talks are set to resume at 9 hours Universal Time Sunday. The ministers, grappling with Greece's failure to meet a repayment deadline on a loan installment earlier this month, are also seeking additional assurances that Athens will honor terms of any new deal. A car bomb explosion in front of the Italian consulate in Cairo Saturday morning killed one person and destroyed a section of the historic building. A group identifying itself as the Islamic State of Egypt claimed responsibility for the bombing in a message on social media. The authenticity, that is, of the claim could not be immediately verified. Previous claims for similar attacks in Egypt have been linked to the terrorist organization and signed as the Sinai province of the Islamic State. Egyptian authorities said that the investigation of the attack is underway and investigators are reviewing closed-circuit video recordings from the area. At least 14 people were killed and 74 injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, Saturday. The incident came hours after at least 10 villagers were murdered in northeastern Nigeria when a large group of Boko Haram extremists attacked their settlement and took over a major highway in the region. No group has claimed responsibility for the Chad attack, but authorities blame the Nigeria-based militants for a series of bombings and shootings in the Central African country in recent weeks. And a Massachusetts district attorney says she wants to put convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev on trial on state charges of killing a college police officer, even though he has already been sentenced to death. Marion Ryan told the Boston Globe newspaper that it is appropriate that Tsarnaev face trial for the death of a policeman after the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.